Blog Talk Radio.
He does not want you to have salvation, and that is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. The devil wants you to worship him. He constantly bothers me. Last week, last Tuesday, I had to try my program three times, and on the third time, I was able to go in and have my program. Sheep, I want you, or family, I want you to turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 1 as well. I read through the entire book of Deuteronomy. And this I'm going to read to you what I have put on the computer. I want you to know this. I'm serious. It says, the greatest commandment, Deuteronomy, it says, which I command you. Command means order you. You and your son, and your grandsons, all the days of your life, and that you may, and that the days may be prolonged if you do what the Lord has ordered you, sheep or family. He has ordered you to do these things. Therefore, hear, O Israel family. Many of you don't know it because you're acting foolishly. You should know that you are black Israelites. Those people, you should read your Bibles because you'll find out that those people over there this day is not Israelites just because our Father has not placed us there as of yet. Just because the United Nations and the United States put those people, the children of Satan, in our land. And you're thinking that they are Jews, but they're not the black Jews of the Bible. Oh, Israel. Be careful to observe, that's to watch and see, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers hath promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That comes from our Heavenly Father. Many of you may not listen to me. I'm telling you what I have read in the Bible. Turn to Deuteronomy. As soon as I finish reading Deuteronomy chapter 5, I will go into chapter 6, and you can hear those words for yourself. You know, I want you to read all of Deuteronomy 6, and then you'll come up with what I have come up with. So, let me just stop talking and say these things to you. I had told myself that I was not going to say a prayer, but I am going to say a prayer. Listen, sheep or family, God's next annual holiday is June the 6th. What day is it? You're right, June the 6th. That will be the day of Pentecost, and we must observe it. If I forget to mention it when June 6th comes around, then you know it, because I have just told you so. Now, sheep, there are other things that I want to say to you before I read or tell you who I am. And I have written it down so that I can say what I need to say. Let us have a short word of prayer. We acknowledge our Father because He is our helping hand in everything. He even wrote this Bible. He told His prophets what to say, and they said it. And we must obey what all is said. Don't be like that preacher over in Pontiac that says that, he only reads the New Testament. But God wants you to know all of everything that's in the Bible. Let's pray to our Father. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for not allowing this bad weather or inclement weather to come to Detroit where we are. With some people, those who probably don't know you as well as I know you, or have not read the Bible as much as I have, you let them have disasters in their area where they live. But Father, I want to thank you for protecting us, protecting the homeless. And I'm not homeless yet. I hope that I never will be. Thank you for giving us our help and providing a sheep with sane, sound mind and prosperity, and allow them to read your Bible so that they can come with us when you come to get us and put us in the land of milk and honey. Those people over there, they are imposters. And you have many white Christians who say they are Christian and have read the Bible. They know that those people that they are giving money to are the wrong people. They're praying to the wrong set of people. The Bible says that they are the children of Satan. I want them to know that we are learning that too. Because for so long, we prayed to the wrong image because they had told us to. We didn't know to read the Bible and find out for ourselves that in Deuteronomy, I think it's chapter 14, it says that you have hair like wool, and a sheep has hair like wool too, like us. Father, thank you for allowing us to be awakened. For so long, I prayed to that white God. I just didn't know that that was a trick of the devil. Because in Deuteronomy 12:9, it says that the whole world is food. We have been food, and now we're waking up. Thank you for waking us up, Father. Thank you, Father, for your continued blessing of keeping natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters, too. Father, it looks as if it might rain here in Detroit, Michigan, in a few moments. But I thank you for just letting me be alive today to say what I have to say. And I think that the lesson that I need to read, I had so many obstacles to stop me last week, but I finished reading that as much as I could, and hopefully I will pick up today. I say this quick prayer in your son, Yeshua's name, your son's name, better known as Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing me to say that. And to say this, I have read to you from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through many of them, because I read the things that I thought to you that was important, and I have said those to you. Now, let me tell you who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. May our Father bless you and all that you do for him. And I read from the King James Version of the Bible. But, and it also tells you that the Ten Commandments are found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. And we are in that era of the Bible now, as well as in Exodus chapter 20. I ask that you read those that I have spoken to you for yourself. Read those. You'll see that I'm telling you the truth. Sabbath observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I ask you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. And you said, what are the three P's? Your pen, paper, and pencil. Some of the younger ones who believe in you, Father, they have notebooks and tablets and technological things that I don't know about or I have heard about, where they take notes. And I want your sheep or my family to take notes too. I would say, welcome to Sabbath school, but I'm not going to say that. I want you sheep to take notes. And in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea is in the Old Testament. It is spelled Hosea. And I want your people to remember, write it down, chapter 4, ...6. It says, my people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. Why? Because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. Also, in 2 Timothy, write 2, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y, that's in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babbling. You know, that's nothingness. For they vain that babbling, that's nothingness. For they will increase unto more ungodliness. God is thinking here that your babbling is vain. It's nothing. And that you will increase, you have increased hell. Now, let us turn our books to Deuteronomy. That's the Old Testament spelled D-U-D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. Chapter 5 in verse 2, verse 21 is where I left off. But I think I should go back up to verse 17, where he's telling you the Ten Commandments. Well, maybe I should go further. You're supposed to remember the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and with all your might. Let me go up to verse 16. Honor thy father, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. That means he's ordered you to remember this commandment. He's ordered you to remember all these commandments, that your days may be prolonged, in that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God giveth you. Thou shalt not kill. That means you should not have abortions. I look at some of these people. I watch these shows faithfully, and most of them are talking about killing what God has given you. You're supposed to not kill. Verse 18, neither shall you commit adultery. That means you man or wife or woman who have a husband, a man or wife. You're supposed to be committed to them. You're not supposed to commit adultery. You have your husband or your wife, you stay faithful to them. Verse 19, neither shall you steal. What is it that you don't know about stealing? What is it that you don't understand of taking things that doesn't belong to you? You're smarter than that. Neither shall you but bear false witness against your neighbor. Why do you want to? You may not know your neighbor, but why do you want to tell a lie on your neighbor? You should not bear false witness. Neither, verse 21, neither shall, where I left off last week and where I'm to pick up today, I will read this. Neither shall you desire your neighbor's wife, neither shall you covet or desire thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass. And I said to you that ass means donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. And those are the Ten Commandments. But I also didn't read to you today the fourth commandment, where you are to keep the Sabbath day, which is the Saturday. You're supposed to do all your work. This is why I want you to read the whole chapter 5 of Deuteronomy as well as chapter 6. Now, I need to finish up chapter 5 and go into chapter 6. I did not get to read all of the Ten Commandments, but you should know most of them. Verse 25, these words the Lord spake unto all your assembly, and that's your congregation or your gathering of people in the mount out of the midst of the fire of the cloud in the thick darkness, that with a great voice. And he added no more, and he wrote them in two tablets of stone and ordered them unto me and delivered them unto me. And it came to pass, when you heard the voice of the Lord out of the mount of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you did hear, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. And we have seen this day that God do talk with man, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us if we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore. Then we shall die. For who is there? For who is there of all flesh have heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire, and we have lived? And let me read that again, verse 26. For whom is he here? Who is there of all flesh have heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of a burning fire, as we have and lived? Go you near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say, and speak you unto us all that the Lord our God will speak unto you, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when you speak unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of the people which have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. And oh, that there were such as a heart in them that they would fear me. Let me read verse 29 again, because I think I'm reading it wrong. Oh, that there were such a heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always. You see that? He said, oh, that there was such a heart in them, and that they would fear me and keep my commandments always. So when you're reading the New Testament, not only gets a few, but here our Father is saying that they should keep the commandments with an S on it. That means more than one or two. That means plural. Always, and that might be well with them and with their children forever. So, sheep, I'm telling you to keep the commandments always, that it'll be well with you and your children forever. Go, say to them, get unto your tents again. But as for you, stand you here by me, and I will speak unto you all the commandments and statutes and judgments which you shall teach them, that they may do them in all the land in which I give them to possess it. Now, those people that are over in our land, our Father has not given unto them to possess it. I'm trying to see what has popped up on my on my internet, but there's something that has popped up, and they are listening to me. I thank you all. You shall observe and do them, therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded. That means command means ordered you, and you shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left hand. You shall seek, you shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that you may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord shall possess, in which the land you shall possess. Now that ends the reading of chapter 5, and I pray that you will understand in chapter 5 is that our Father has given you the Ten Commandments, and you should do them. Let's go into chapter 6. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded, that means ordered, to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it. So when we go, we must remember these things that we must remember to do. And I will tell you as much as I can so that when we go. And did you listen to the news this morning? Excuse me for interrupting myself, but they showed spaceships. And I had a dream about 3 weeks ago where there were about 15 of them around my house. And I just woke up and I turned over and went back to sleep. And I was saying, that was just God doing his work. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Verse 2, that you mayest fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, which command me to order you, you and your sons and your sons' sons, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe means to see, to look, and to do it, that it may be well with you, that you may increase mightily, as the Lord your God of your father has promised you, in the land which floweth with milk and honey. So the things that the lie that has been told to you today, you must understand that the reason why these policemen and other people are killing up our people, they know that we are the real Jews and they're trying to kill us up. But our Father will stop that shortly. Verse 3, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your father has promised you, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. He's still saying that we're going over to the land of milk and honey. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. That's what I read to you this morning, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. And these words which I command you, command me to order you this day, shall be in your heart. Verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently. Diligently means to do that without being tired, or there are to be constant, diligently. You're doing it always unto your children. Let me read verse 7 again. And thou shalt teach them diligently. And I'm going to say constant. There's many words that constant mean, but I will say constant or tirelessly. Teach them unto your children, and you shall talk of them when you sitteth in your house, and when you walketh by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rest up. And you shall bind, that means to fasten them securely, bind them for a sign upon your heart, and they shall be as frontless. Frontless means like an ornament that you, excuse me, sheep, I had to belch. Frontless means like an ornament that you wear in the middle of your forehead, between your eyes. And again, that's something that you should wear between your eyes, on your face or your head. Verse 9, and thou shalt write them upon the post of your house and on your gates. And verse 10, and it shall be with you, the Lord your God shall have brought you into the land which he sware unto your fathers. Our fathers are Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I wonder whose father are those who are over there claiming that. Oh, that's right there, the children of Satan. That's their father. Let me read verse 10 again. And it shall be when the Lord your God hath brought you into the land which he sware unto your fathers, Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them greatly and goodly cities which you buildest not. And the house is full of all good things which you filleth not, and wells digged which you diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which you plantest not. When you shall have eaten of and be full. Verse 12. Then beware lest you forget the Lord which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods. Remember that you're not supposed to go after other gods, of the gods of the people which are around about you. For the Lord your God is jealous, and among you lest his anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you. Don't make our Father in heaven mad against what you're doing and destroy you from the face of the earth. And you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Some of you are tempting the Lord your God by marrying women of the other faith. They have other gods. They might tempt you to turn to their gods. Let me read verse 16 again. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as you tempted him in Massah. That's spelled M-A-S-S-A-H. You shall diligently, that means again, that means you will constantly keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded you. He's ordered you to do that. So start reading the 10th commandment. I have read them all to you before. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, and that you mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And some people will say, we have done that before, but we got to do it again. This is why, I guess this is why he told me to feed his sheep. And I'm finally getting to it. To cast out all your enemies before you, as the Lord has spoken. We got to go in and cast them out. And when your son asks thee in times to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you or ordered you? Then you shall say unto your son, when we were Pharaoh's bondsmen in Egypt, when we were slaves in Egypt, as well as when we were slaves for the second time in the United States, and the Lord brought us up out of Egypt, the land, with a mighty hand. Our Father is getting ready to bring us up out of the land of the United States, I believe, with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before your eyes. And he brought you out from this. He brought you out from there. And that might, and that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. Our Father is getting ready to do it again. You see what they were talking about on the news this morning. You've seen there were many, many flying saucers. When I saw them, when I dreamt about them, I didn't tell anybody because my family already thinks that I am wrong. But I am not. I'm just doing what our Father in heaven told me to do. Let's get back to 23 again before my time is up. Verse 23, and he brought us out from there that he might bring us into, he brought us out of there that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded, that means ordered us to do all the things, all these statutes, to fear the Lord your God, for our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, and that he might at this day. Verse 25, and that will end the reading of chapter Deuteronomy chapter 6. And it shall be you our righteousness. Let me start verse 25 again. And it shall be your righteousness if you observe to do all these commandments before you, before the Lord your God, as he has commanded us. And that ends the reading of chapter 6. Chief, I want you to read chapter 7 coming for this Friday. You are to listen at me. I'm going to say a closing prayer in your hearing. Father, I just thank you for everything that you, Father, has allowed me to convey to my new listeners and friends. I thank you for them. I thank you for all of them. I got 90 seconds to say my prayer. Father in heaven, as always, I thank you for protecting us from the evil one. And you know who the evil one is. That is Satan and his followers who constantly attack me. Excuse me. Thank you, Father, for protecting us sheep. And I'm calling them family from here on out, if I can remember, for protecting us from the evil one, and that is Satan, even while we are asleep. Thank you for your protection. In Yahweh's name, better known as Jesus, well, as Jesus, the name that the white men gave him, as in James chapter 4 and verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. And sheep, I also want you to go into Google Play and I
iTunes and Apple Play and purchase High and Lift It Up. My nephew produced that record. I want you to go by Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase that song.
Help your children.
It will make him happy. And of course, it will make me happy.
Don't let them fall.
That means that you're listening to me.
By the side.
God loves you.
Of the road.
And I love you too.
Remember,
keep those commandments. Don't matter.
Love one another.
You
if heaven might
find
a place
to save their own life.
In their heart.
That's my call.